Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the big show. Mike Max, Sports to the Max. Who else could put together a lineup like this? Governor Walz, Trent Tucker, Manny Lagos, and now Al Newman. I can. Batting cleanup. Number 26, Al Newman on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. See, Newman, I'm lucky. I produce all my own shows, too, so I book all my guests, and that means I get people that I want to talk to. And I love talking baseball with Newman. How are you?
Great, great, great. Thanks for calling me today, Mike. You caught me in the middle of Little League practice.
Yeah, explain what you were doing when I called you.
Well, a friend of mine, Chad Allen, and Rhonda Yule, we're interested in getting T-ball started here in St. Joseph, Minnesota. So we put it together, and through Park and Rec, we've got 80 kids Monday and Tuesday nights, and we got T-ball and then coach pitch.
Oh, yeah, the old coach. You know, though, Numi, I was watching recently all the T-work that Justin Morneau and Joe Mauer did throughout their career, probably you too, and probably lots of people. Explain, you know, obviously T-ball is where we start them because we all went through that, and you know you don't have to swing and miss a pitch and all those things. But explain why T-work is so important even at the major league level. What is it that does to you fundamentally that creates a skill set that can help you in hitting when it seems like it's so simple?
Well, that's why the kids don't like it, because they think it's not testing them. But
yeah,
what it does, Mike, more than anything else, it creates balance in the swing. You keep your head still because that ball's not moving. And most importantly, it creates the most natural swing that you possibly could have because the ball's not moving. So it learns you, you know, a swing plane, level swing, keeping your head still. And if you don't, you find immediately that you're not going to hit the baseball. So if you can't hit a ball that's not moving, Mike, you're in trouble.
At what point in time in your life did you go, you know what, I might be able to play this game for money? Were you in junior high, high school? When did it hit you?
Well, in all honesty, it was when I went to San Diego State and I played with the great Tony Gwynn.
Yep.
He was a college teammate. Bud Black was on my team. Mark Langston, believe it or not, Mark Grace was there. But
did you guys ever lose a game?
Yeah, we lost a few games, but you know, I was getting ready to say Mark Grace redshirted and then he left because an umpire by the name of Kerwin Dantley, who had about a 20-year career as a major league umpire, was our first baseman. So that's when I sort of knew that, you know, there was always scouts in the stands, mostly to see Tony. So as a sidebar, I was able to expose myself to the scouts and get drafted number one by the Expos.
Okay, so you know, you mentioned Tony Gwynn, the late, great Tony Gwynn, and now we're hearing these comparisons between Luis Arraez and his swing, and they mentioned Rod Krubel, they also mentioned Tony Gwynn. Do you see similarities?
Well, I will say this. Yes, most definitely. Short, compact swing, very confident to hit with two strikes, and most importantly for me is that, you know what, the pitchers, when he walks up to the plate, knows that they've got to not only throw quality strike, but they're not going to strike him out. You know, he's not a strikeout guy. And when you put the ball in play, good things happen.
Is that easily teachable? You don't see that many guys. It's almost a throwback when you watch him hit. Is that a hard thing to teach, or is that most guys want to hit home runs and they can't be content doing that?
Well, Mike, if you want my opinion, based on a lot of years of experience, I just think it's too hard for guys to learn their strike zone. So in essence, they just want to hit the pitches that they want to hit. So therefore, they're ready to swing and miss, because there is a cat and mouse game going on, and it all starts with knowing the strike zone. And I think in today's game, and I'm not knocking their athletic ability, because they're probably more athletic than we were back when we played, but the discipline part of the strike zone is where the differential lies.
So the basic theory for most hitters, you're saying, and the difference between Arraez and Gwynn and these others, is they're saying, you know what, I'm not going to screw around with this nibbling on the corner. And I'm just going to guess and swing hard. And I got three shots at it, and I'll take my chances.
Little did we know back in the day when Glavin and those guys did that commercial, Maddox and Smoltz.
Yep. Chicks dig the long ball.
Little did we know years later that it would be the most prevalent factor of the game of baseball.
The other piece to it, though, Al, and one of the reasons I've got you on tonight that I appreciate so much, and I cited this before. This spring I was talking to Rod Carew. We were sitting down in spring training, and we were talking about, you know, the new Major League Baseball. You know, swing hard, swing from your heels, and hope you hit home runs. Obviously, that's changed this year because they put them in the humidor for longer, and guys aren't hitting home runs like they thought they would. But he made a point that I thought was so poignant. He said, if we continue down this path, the small guys aren't going to keep playing baseball. The kid that's 5'6" and he's in the sophomore in high school is going to quit playing because he's good. The only path he can see involves being 6'3" and 220 pounds, and there should be room in the game for more people than the tight end linebacker type. And I hadn't thought of it that way, but that is important in the big picture.
Yeah, and then when you get to the playoffs, Mike, you got to move a runner over. You want a guy to move and take a base with the ball in the dirt. You want a guy that can bunt, and it's too late then because you haven't done any of that throughout the course of the summer. So Rod is exactly right. You know, the smaller guys, they don't steal bases anymore. The teams don't hit and run anymore. And I'm not saying the game's not fun, but it is difficult to watch in situations. It can be a one-run game, and guys don't sacrifice in that bat to move a runner over or to drive them in.
Al Newman is our guest. Twins playing Seattle shortly here. Joe Ryan back from rehab will get the start for the Minnesota Twins. We're talking all things baseball. Because you look around, I mean, Arraez is the only guy under 6 feet, I think, on that entire team of position players that I can think of. So that kind of tells the story. They're playing Seattle tonight. And when I think of Seattle, I think of the Kingdome, and I'm sure you do too. You played a lot of games there, but I was talking about this earlier.
Yes, sir.
What was it like when you went into the Kingdome and Randy Johnson was the opposing pitcher?
It wasn't good. it wasn't good. I recall a game in the Kingdome. We were playing, and Randy Johnson hit Gene Larkin on a 3-0 pitch. Nowhere near the strike zone. And at that time, you thought, okay, maybe it was intentional, you know?
Yep.
But it wasn't. He was trying as hard as he could, but he was one of the hardest throwers in the game at that time. You know, had gotten traded over from Montreal to Seattle for Mark Langston. And he just had to find his way, and it took a conversation. And I was there in 1992 when Nolan Ryan went down there and watched him throw a bullpen. I was there, and it was one of
this is for people that don't know, this is a famous conversation that Nolan Ryan had with Randy Johnson about where he lands, right?
Yes. And from that point on, it changed his career. It created a Hall of Fame left-handed pitcher that was 6'11", in Randy Johnson. And he was the most dominant guy for the next 8-9 years.
Okay, so I want to get into that a little bit, because Troy Hawkins said one time Ken Griffey Jr. hit a home run on him, and after the game he sought him out and he said, "Why did you throw me that when you had me in this count? Why did you had me?"
Right.
And as I listened to that, I thought, why would you ever give a person an edge or give them any insight in, you know, a way to get you out? Do lots of rivals exchange information at baseball? Is there a code there where it's okay to help guys that play your same position? How does that work?
Well, I will say this. Rarely, if ever, does a position player talk with a pitcher.
Yep.
Unless he has the utmost respect for that guy, knowing that he's better than his performances. You know, in that case, that's just guys on a certain level trying to help another guy. You know, throughout my career, I didn't have a whole bunch of pitchers that were my friends, maybe my teammates, but there was always that chance that you may face them. And so, like you're saying, you don't want to give them too much information. But when a guy has the talent and you know he does, if you can have a conversation that gets him over the hump for the good of the game, then yes, you do talk with that person.
Now, let's say that Al Newman's not in the starting lineup that night, and you're watching, and you may play late innings. You don't know. Utility player.
What new?
Yeah, well, it happened. But, I mean, if you're in the big leagues, yeah, you've already done good, as they say. What are you watching for in the first 6 or 7 innings of a game when you're not sure if you're going to enter it or not? What do you study?
Well, you're watching the momentum, obviously. This was way before pitch count. It wasn't predicated on pitch count whether a manager was going to take a guy out. You watch more for sequential order, just like Griffey told LaTroy Hawkins. You know, the way you were pitching me, you were supposed to be able to get me out with this pitch. And as a hitter, that's what you're looking at. You know, the same used to be, the first couple pitches of an at-bat, the pitcher's telling you how he's trying to get you out, what his go-to pitch will be with 2 strikes. And so that's what Griffey was kind of saying to LaTroy, hey, don't follow a script. Read my swing plane, read my stride. There's a lot of stuff that goes in to getting guys out, and today you don't see that too much because guys just have big swings. Mike, it used to be so important. You used to have to walk 10%, 15% of your at-bats should have been based on balls, and your your strikeout percentage was 15%. Those numbers are way skewed now. It's more like 8%, 5% walk, and 20 to 30% strikeout. So the strike zone for hitters, there really isn't any, even though that box is there every night, because guys are free swinging.
You coach in the Northwoods League. You mentioned you work with T-Ballers tonight. Do you see this being a trickle-down thing? Do you see younger players saying, hey, Al, I can see. You're not going to fool me. I got to hit the ball out of the ballpark. I got to hit it hard, so I'm going to put all my effort into that. Do you see that trickle-down effect?
Mike, in all honesty, the catchers are catching like the big league kids with one knee on the ground. It's not good. Hitters are just swinging for the downs. And it's hard to change those habits, first of all, because of the practice. First of all, excuse me, Mike, for that. I'm timing it. We got the sprinklers going, so I've got the timer going.
Anybody that's spent a lot of time around a baseball park, maybe that doesn't resonate with you, but everybody that's spent time around a baseball park knows what that means. All of a sudden, you forgot, and the sprinkler system just went off.
Yes, 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 sir. But, the hitters, the young hitters, I coach 14s with my buddy Chad Allen, and, you know, we see the catchers catching like the big leaguers, but we try to explain to them, you're not ready to do that now. So some of the things, the launch angle things, when back in the day you taught a kid to drive through the ball, you know, and stay down through the ball, now they want to dip the back shoulder and hit fly balls. Well, back in the day, everybody would say, I just missed that. You know, just missed it. And you call it a can of corn.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to break these kids up. But you know what? I love the game of baseball. I love the Minnesota Twins. And we've got a team that's very competitive, and it's just fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it fun to see that you know, I mean, everybody wants to see Bucks and Correa play, et cetera, but even when they don't, they can still win. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I just think that we have enough competitive athletes on our team. You know, I've been hearing this catchphrase, ABC, Arise, Buxton, and Correa at the top of the order. And at the beginning of the year, I said to all my friends, up the middle, we're very, very strong, which is going to improve our pitching staff and give us a chance to be competitive. And that's what happens through Rocco Baldelli and his coaching staff, getting these guys to just try to do the things that are necessary to win.
Now, did you ever, when you were playing with Dan Gladden, did you say, hey, man, you're batting leadoff. You need to go deep into a count here and give me a good look at the pitcher. Or would he not hear of that?
No, he would hear it. You know, Tom Kelly was the manager that forced us to be cognizant of the count and situations in the game. You know, back when base stealing was prevalent, you know, if I was the number nine hitter and I got on base, I could steal. Danny was the leadoff guy. He might take the first strike, and if it was first pitch, and if it was a ball, he might take the next one because I had the green light to take off unless Tom Kelly wiped it off and said I couldn't run. So that part of the game is what I think the fans miss because even though I'm running, Danny knows there's going to be a hole open. So, therefore, he could put the ball in play and I could go first or third.
That, you know, you just said it. I'll let you go. But if you really want to enjoy baseball, get to know baseball, right? Because you'll understand how much goes into every pitch. I mean, I always think I understand it, and then I'll hear Tom Kelly or Al Newman talk about it, and it's like six more layers. But if you want to enjoy the game, really learn the game, and you'll understand how fascinating it is.
Yes, sir. That's for sure. And I couldn't have learned from a better guy, you know, Bob Gebhardt,
yep.
Tom Kelly.
Gebby is with you in Montreal, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yep. He was in Montreal. But, you know, the fundamentals of the game never changes. And at 14s, which I'm coaching now, that's what you have to do. Teach the fundamentals of the game, and you got a chance to win.
And then encourage, encourage, and encourage, because baseball will discourage them enough, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I tell them. It's a game of failure. So when you have success, put a smile on your face.
Yeah, because it may not come for a while and you don't know. Hey, Noomi, great conversation and great to visit
Thanks, buddy.
My friend.
All right, love you, Maxie.
You too, buddy. Al Newman, nice enough to join us on News Talk 830 WCCO. What a fun baseball conversation that was.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.